This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, April 3rd. God's word to you today is Pathway. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 32, verse 8, and it says, "The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you." Roads are pathways to destinations. Road 1 leads to destination 1, and road 2 leads to destination 2. But the point of intersection between two pathways or roads leading to two different destinations is a crossroad. A crossroad can also be an intersection of two or more roads. You choose a destination by choosing a road or a path and staying on that road or a path. People are overly consumed with discovering destiny and discovering purpose, so much so that a lot of people do not pay attention to the roads or paths they are choosing. The path you choose determines the destination you will arrive at. It is at the point where you choose the path that leads to destination A that you choose destination A. Once I start out on that path, my destination is fixed. It is the path that determines the destination. When you have two or more paths crossing, you have a crossroad. All of us have to choose our paths. For every single person, there is a path to choose and a path not to choose. I pray that by the time this season is over, by the grace of God, you and I would only choose the right path in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Proverbs 14 verse 12 says, "There is a path before each person that seems right, but it ends in death." Everybody has their own path, and I pray that you'll take the right path and not the one that ends in death in Jesus' name. Amen. Crossroads afford us the opportunity to change direction, change our destinies, reaffirm our destinies, or stay on track. Destinies are formed at crossroads. If you think about your life, think about the turns you have taken, think about the decisions you have made at crossroads, and look at where you are today. You will see how those decisions have impacted your life. Decisions of what to study, who to marry, who not to marry, where to stay, or where to relocate. If you think back on life, you would see clearly how every decision has greatly impacted your destiny. It is at the crossroads that you decide whether to be a giver or an irrational giver. An irrational giver is one who wants to give, realizes that at that point, that level of giving does not make sense, but gives anyway. An irrational giver sees someone else that has the same need he has, decides to give up his resources for that person while he waits on God. I am an irrational giver by God's grace, and I can tell you that irrational giving is a pathway to abundance. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, according to your word, please guide me along the best pathway for my life and give me the sense to follow that path you lay out for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.